You're about to hear a digitized message from the Lutheran Hour. All rights on the program and its copyrighted content are reserved by the International Lutheran Layman's League. Permission was granted for Concordia Theological Seminary to digitize this message. For more information on the Lutheran Hour, or for questions about special uses of this material, go to lhm.org or call 1-800-876-9880.
The following Lutheran Hour sermon was presented by Dr. Dale Meyer. Its title, Mom. Now here is Dr. Meyer.
Mom! You mothers have heard that 1,000 times. Does your child ever go through the house and look for you? No. Do they ever stop to think that you might be doing something that can't be interrupted? No. Do they ever think you might be tired? Well, of course they don't. Mom! I'm sure that you do your best to keep it all together. But there must be times when it all comes apart. Times when you let all the pent-up anger come out. Even when it looks to others like you've got it together, you know what you're feeling on the inside. Life is pounding you. You can't cope with the stress. Sometimes when you hear that cry of Mom for the umpteenth time, you can't hold it in any longer. Your anger explodes. You're not really angry at your child. The poor child didn't suspect it was about to set off a nuclear explosion. Maybe you're mad at your husband. Women have been told for a long time that you can have it all. Many of you wives and mothers now have it all. You've got a demanding job, and you've still got most of the chores at home. Meanwhile, your husband is a workaholic and seldom at home, or a couch potato insensitive to your needs. You've got it all right. And try as hard as you do, sometimes your anger explodes when you hear that cry, Mom! Or maybe you don't have a husband. You're divorced and trying to be mom and dad at the same time. Once in a while, even most couch potatoes will get up and do something to help with the kids. But you're doing duty for mom and dad. Can you explain football? How good are you at changing an electrical outlet? When your car dies, there's no man around to say, I think it's your fuel pump. I pray that God helps every one of you divorced moms to keep it all together, but there must be times when you simply can't, and your anger explodes when you hear that cry, Mom! The shrapnel from that angry explosion hurts your child. Does that child have a clue about all the things that are churning within you? Of course not. The main thing your child knows is that you're mom and you're there to help. When you explode, your child really feels it. I remember one time I got angry and used my strongest voice. My little daughter stood there and literally was shaking. I learned from that, and I've tried to put the lid on my anger ever since. But what happens if you don't go to your child and say, I'm sorry I got mad? If you don't explain that you're worrying about something? If you keep exploding and never deal with it? Your children are going to start getting angry too. What's that scientific rule? For every action, there's an equal and opposite reaction. The shrapnel from your angry explosions is going to produce hurt and anger in your children. No wonder that Psalm 37 says, refrain from anger and turn from wrath. Paul writes in Colossians 3, as believers then whom God has chosen and loved, dress yourselves with tender-heartedness, kindness, humility, gentleness, patience. Bear with one another and forgive one another if you have any complaint against anyone. Forgive just as the Lord forgave you. On top of all these virtues, put on love, which binds it all together to make it perfect. Also, let the peace of Christ, to which you were called as one body, rule in your hearts. You'd like to be that kind of Christian, wouldn't you? We all would. Here, the example of Mary can help. The mother of the Christ child was a mom who strove to get it all together. God helped her. Mary's child, Jesus, can help you get it together too. In fact, your Savior can make you feel like a conqueror in the stresses of life. Mary must have been overwhelmed. She had no reason to expect a pregnancy. After all, she was engaged to Joseph, but she wasn't married and living with him. Next thing she knew, an angel appears and tells her that she's been chosen to be the virgin mother of the long-awaited Messiah. Mary, a virgin, is dealing with a humanly unplanned pregnancy, but a pregnancy that was planned by God. Overwhelming. How did Mary respond to all this? You know how you respond to the stresses of your life. Sometimes you come totally unglued. How did Mary react? Luke chapter 1 tells us that she left her hometown of Nazareth and spent 3 months with a relative named Elizabeth. The Bible records something that Mary said to Elizabeth, something that shows that Mary was able to get it all together. She said, "My soul magnifies the Lord, and my spirit delights in God my Savior, because he has looked kindly at his humble servant." Mary was full of joy. "Mom, think about the times you've exploded or wanted to. Here's a woman in an overwhelming situation who's got it all together. Do you know why? Because, as she herself said, she was delighting in God my Savior, because he has looked kindly at his humble servant." To get it all together, you need to believe that you have a Savior. Mary knew that she needed salvation. Many times in Luke chapter 1, she speaks of herself as humble, as a servant, as a person of no account in the world. She knew she needed a Savior. Mary's no different from the rest of us. We all need a Savior. We don't simply need a Savior from the annoyances of life, from phones ringing at the wrong time, from husbands deserting, from bills piling up, from balancing family and career, and then a child crying, "Mom!" We need more than that. Mary, like you, like me, needed God himself to speak to her heart and say, "I see you exactly as you are, and I love you. I forgive you. I'll help you through it all." God does precisely that for you in that child Jesus. God sent Jesus specifically for you. As a child and later as an adult, Jesus did not sin. We sin and fail to meet God's demands, but Jesus is a holy person. Jesus suffered a terrible death on Calvary's cross. His death was terrible, not only because it was a painful crucifixion, but because he let himself be punished by God his Father for your sins. Jesus came back to life on Easter and is alive right now, so that you can take all your sins, your anger, your frustration, your hopes to him, your Savior. As the Easter hymn says, "He lives to bless me with his love. He lives to plead for me above. He lives my hungry soul to feed. He lives to help in time of need." God did all this in Jesus so that you can say with Mary, "My soul magnifies the Lord, and my spirit delights in God my Savior, because he has looked kindly at his humble servant." Getting back now to Mary's story. After staying with Elizabeth for 3 months, Mary returned home to Nazareth. Joseph married her. When it was almost time for the baby to be born, Joseph and Mary had to travel south to Bethlehem because of a government order. There, the Blessed Virgin gave birth to our wonderful Savior. Shepherds near Bethlehem heard that the Savior was born. They came and worshipped him. Wise men from the east heard that a king had been born. They too came and worshipped Jesus. Mary was still overwhelmed. She still had to keep on getting it together. Luke chapter 2:19 says, "Mary treasured all these things in her heart and kept thinking about them." The Greek word for "kept thinking about them" is similar to our expression to "get it together." Mary treasured the birth of her Savior, and she strove to get it all together in her mind and heart. "Mom, You beleaguered mothers who hear that a million times a day should follow Mary's example. Every one of you, woman or man, child or adult, can cope by treasuring what God has given you in the Savior Jesus. Take a moment, or two or three, or as much time as you can get, and whenever you can get it, and treasure the good news that you have a Savior who is present with you to forgive and to help. Tell Jesus you're sorry that you exploded in anger. Search your feelings and tell Jesus what it was that enraged you. Lay before Him that you feel bad that you blew up in front of your child. And then know for sure what John 3 says, God did not send His Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world would be saved through Him. You're forgiven. God's Spirit works through that word of forgiveness so that you too can say, My Spirit delights in God my Savior. Now, that's the way to get it together. Every now and then my computer flashes the words, Please wait, on the monitor screen. The computer is trying to sort things out. Mary spent a lot of time trying to sort it all out, trying to get it all together. You should do the same. Pause daily, hourly, and remember God's program for you. When you're building toward an explosion, please wait. Remember, God has given you a Savior, and you can rejoice. Get it together now, because you'll have less and less opportunity to do it. Mom, you're going to hear that less and less. Children come into this world dependent upon their parents. You do almost everything for them, and they know it. When the child calls Mom, it's saying, I'm dependent upon you. But that changes. That dependence upon you declines as the years go by. It was that way even for the child Jesus. Mary put the swaddling clothes on Him. Mary laid Him in the manger. The eternal Son of God had become also a true human child dependent upon Mom. As Jesus grew, His physical dependence upon Mary and Joseph grew less, and it became obvious to them that this child was on a special mission. We have only one childhood story about Jesus. When He was 12 years old, the family went to Jerusalem to worship. When friends and family were returning home, Jesus stayed behind in the temple. Mary and Joseph became frantic when they couldn't find their boy. Where's our child? They finally found Him in the temple. Son, why have you done this to us? See how anxiously your father and I have been looking for you? Why were you looking for me? Jesus asked them. Didn't you realize that I must be in my Father's house? As Jesus grew up, He became less physically dependent upon Mary and Joseph and was more and more about His Father's business. Mom! You're going to hear that less and less as the years go on. Your child is slowly growing more independent of you. As your child grows away from you, please, please don't send them away angry. Teach them to grow independent of you, but teach them more and more dependence upon their God and Savior. Your child says to you, I'm not a baby anymore. And that becomes the truth. Mom, don't let this child grow up and go away angry. When the pressure is building within you, when you're ready to explode, please wait. Like Mary, treasure the gospel and ask God's Spirit to help you get it all together. Then thank God for helping you to respond one more time with love when your child calls, Mom! Amen.
We hope you've enjoyed this message. The Lutheran Hour is a listener-supported ministry of the International Lutheran Layman's League.